We are ambassadors for Christ. But what does that mean? What does it mean to be an ambassador for Christ? Does being an ambassador for Christ mean that we are supposed to speak on behalf of Christ and to bear the message of Christ to others? No, that would be a messenger for Christ. That's what a messenger does. A messenger communicates on behalf of someone else. That's not an ambassador. Or perhaps being an ambassador for Christ means that we're supposed to stand in for Christ and to do the work that Christ would do in our place. But that's not quite right either. That would be a representative of Christ. A representative stands in for someone who is not present and acts on their behalf. That's not an ambassador. No, an ambassador is something very specific. An ambassador is someone who travels far away from home, away to another country, to live among a people with different values, different laws, different rulers. But there in that foreign land, an ambassador lives according to the laws of their home country. That's what an ambassador is. An ambassador lives in a foreign land, but abides by the laws of their home country. For example, just about a block that way, at the corner of Dartmouth and Exeter, there is a Portuguese embassy. It's difficult to find. I've given on a number of occasions directions to some confused-looking Portuguese people who can't find the embassy. But if you go to the corner of Dartmouth and Exeter and go to the top floor, then there, on that top floor, the laws of the United States do not apply. The laws of the United States are not enforced there. The laws of Portugal apply there. Now, all an embassy is a place where the powers of an ambassador are lived out. The power of an ambassador, the purpose of an ambassador, is to live in a foreign nation, but to be governed by the laws of your home. Now, in one sense, this makes ambassadors above the law. They can do as they please. Except that an ambassador is also someone who someday will be called home. They will be called home to their home country, there to give an account of how they lived, how they managed to follow the laws of their home in a foreign land. We are ambassadors for Christ. What does it mean to be an ambassador for Christ? Well, I think it might be easier to tell you the story of one ambassador for Christ, a man named Raoul Wallenberg. He was an ambassador for Christ. Well, technically speaking, Raoul Wallenberg was an ambassador for Sweden. He was living in Hungary. Now, there on the streets of Budapest, he would set up institutions with names like the Swedish Library or the Swedish Institute for Research, and would hang these huge Swedish flags off the front of the buildings. And he would drive around town in a fleet of cars, and he had this fleet of cars painted in the national colors of Sweden in bright yellow and blue. Now, he did this not because he was such a zealot for Swedish culture. He did this because it was 1945. And Raoul Wallenberg was the Swedish ambassador to German-occupied Hungary. Now, Raoul Wallenberg knew that the German-backed puppet government was conducting sweeps. They were conducting sweeps of the Jewish neighborhoods, the Jewish ghettos in Budapest. Neighborhood by neighborhood, people were disappearing. Neighborhood by neighborhood, Jews were being loaded into train cars and taken away, never to return. Now, all of this, mind you, was completely legal. This was being done according to the laws of the land, in accordance with the laws passed down. The laws that were governing Budapest at that time were corrupt. The laws were death dealing, and to follow the law was to be a part of dealing death to the innocent. But Raoul Wallenberg was an ambassador. He was not bound by the laws of that land. He was not required to follow the laws of that land, but rather lived by a different set of laws. And so he would carry with him stacks and stacks and stacks of these documents that he was printing up himself at the embassy, these documents that he was calling protective passports. Now, these protective passports were very official-looking documents that declared that the one bearing the passport was a Swedish subject and was returning home to Sweden and was not to be detained for any reason. Now, on one occasion, he climbed up to a train car that was being loaded up with people being sent out to camps. And he started handing passports in through the doors while they were still open. And then when the guards closed the doors, he climbed up on top of the train car and started handing them down to people through the windows, people whose arms were reaching out through the windows. He would hand as many passports out as he could. And the guards, who didn't understand what this man was doing and why they weren't responding to their shouts, why he wouldn't respond, they just started firing their guns up in the air to try to get his attention, until eventually he handed out all of his passports and he climbed down from the train and he declared to the dumbfounded guards, he declared that these people were Swedish citizens and that they were all coming with him. And so he loaded them up into his fleet of blue and yellow cars and they drove away. Now, he gave these protective passports out to Jewish people as fast as he could print them. And he would bring them to these buildings that he had scattered around town. The Swedish Library, the Swedish Institute for Research. He had buildings scattered all around town. And these were sovereign territory of Sweden, and the Germans were simply not allowed to enter. And these were, in fact, boarding houses that could hold up to 10,000 people. They would be hidden there, and then later they would be snuck out of the country with new forged Swedish passports for travel. He saved tens of thousands of lives. He saved tens of thousands of lives simply because he did not obey corrupt and death-dealing laws. He did not obey the law, and instead he lived by a different set of laws. He was an ambassador. Raoul Wallenberg was the Swedish ambassador to Hungary in 1945. He was an ambassador for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. What's that mean? What does it mean that we are ambassadors for Christ? It means that wherever we live, wherever we go, whatever life or chance or outrageous fortune might lay before us, we are sovereign citizens of the realm of God. We answer to Christ as the ruler of our lives. The love of God in Jesus Christ, that is the law that we are bound to follow wherever we go. Wherever we go, there goes with us a little piece of the reign of God, an embassy of heaven on earth. Or, to quote 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, there is the new creation. Behold, all things are new. And the world needs ambassadors for Christ. The world needs ambassadors for Christ, people who live according to the law of the love of God and refuse to abide by unjust structures of life. We need ambassadors for Christ because if you grow up poor, if you grow up poor and black and brown in Boston, it's like somebody passed a law that says that you're just not going to get a fair shot to get ahead. That you're going to have to work twice as hard to get just as far. It's like somebody passed a law that if you grow up poor, you're not going to get into the best elementary school. And the school that you do get into, it's not going to have what it needs. And when other kids get the best, you get stuck with the rest. It happens to so many kids so often. It's like somebody passed a law. So we need ambassadors for Christ. People who refuse to abide by that law, and instead who live by a different law that every kid Every kid deserves their chance. We need ambassadors like Caitlin Minnick, who works two jobs, and she spends weeks of her own time every year collecting books to give away to the children who are part of her after-school programming. Children, for some of them, the book that Caitlin gives them is the first book they have ever owned. We need ambassadors for Christ. We need ambassadors for Christ because if you get hooked on drugs or if you wind up living on the streets, it's like somebody passed some kind of law that says that your life is over. That as soon as you try and get back up, there's going to be somebody there making sure to knock you back down again. It's like when the Long Island Bridge shut down and the shelters got shut down and the detox centers got shut down and the recovery houses got shut down, it's like somebody passed a law that there wasn't anybody who's going to be held responsible. That elected officials were going to get off scot-free, and insurance companies would get off scot-free, and the church, we would get off pretty much scot-free too. And the people who would be left holding the bag at the end of the day, the people who were really going to suffer, were those people who were just trying as hard as they can to survive. So many mothers and sisters and daughters and brothers and fathers and sons, so many dying just because of a lack of addiction treatment services. So many people that it's like somebody passed some terrible law. So we need ambassadors for Christ. People who refuse to abide by that law. People who don't live as if that law is in force, but rather live by a different law. That anybody who wants to get sober, anybody who wants to try to turn their life around, everybody deserves help doing that. We need ambassadors for Christ like Jonathan Scott, the CEO of Victory Programs. Jonathan, who has been fighting every day since October 8th, and there have been many days. That have been many days. He has been fighting every day since October 8th when the Long Island Bridge was closed to restore the lost recovery beds that were there. So that people who are trying to turn their lives around, who are trying to live, get that chance. Christians, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We are called to do extraordinary things, unbelievable things, things that are so brave, so seemingly foolish on face that they would leave those who witness them dumbfounded about what we think we're doing, because it's almost like we aren't playing by the same rules as everybody else. It's almost like we aren't being held back by the same assumptions as anybody else. It's almost like we think we're above the law or something. Like we think we're free. Like we think we can do what is right, no matter what anybody says. We are ambassadors for Christ, not bound by any laws fashioned by human imagination, but bound by the law of the love of God in Jesus Christ, because, like all ambassadors, though we may sojourn long in a foreign land, though we may sojourn long in a foreign land, someday we will be called home. All ambassadors are called home. Someday we will be called back to our home country, called back before the judgment seat of Christ, and there to give an account of what we have done. An account of how we lived out the laws of the love of Christ. And we will be given recompense for what we have done, whether good or evil, because we are ambassadors for Christ. May God help us in it.